I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Radio.
Let's talk about this no-brainer piece of legislation. It's cheap DIY background checks when you're dating. I think this is long overdue for safety reasons. Because, Dave, you got to know if that person you're meeting for dinner is a convicted kidnapper.
I can't tell if you're joking on that line. Because it kind of feels like a joke, but it also has a little bit of creepy truth to it.
It happens.
It is the $5 fix. $5 that you're going to spend, best $5 you're going to spend. Is this the best first date conversation starter of all time, Deb? you each bring each other's background checks and you share what, hey, where are you from? I see that you had a conviction in 98.
You like to speed?
You like to speed? Okay, so this is funny because, Debbie, I don't know if I can share this. Can I share it? I'm going to share it anyway.
What is it? Let me read the think bubble over your head. Yeah, you can share that. Go ahead.
Sure, okay. I've always been flabbergasted at the amount of research you do before a date. Uh-huh. I mean, it is incredible. Background checks, references, you're hitting sites I've never even heard of. It's the best investigative journalism you've ever done. But you've done this, and I've always thought it was interesting because you know how to do it. Because you were an investigative journalist for so long, you knew the sites to go to, you knew the hoops to jump through. Why did you do that?
For my safety.
You talk because you found some crazy stuff.
That's right. You talk about, for example, the registered sex offender I found. He wanted to take me on a golf date. I found out about him after I figured out his name. And I ran him on the sex offender registry. And sure enough, he's a registered sex offender.
Wasn't there a drug dealer in there somewhere?
There's been that. the guy who was just sprung from prison on fraud charges. Lindsay Ayer, it's KSL News Radio. Dave's going to go after me here. What were you going to say, Dave?
No, I was just going to say it's incredible because I never would have even thought about this. Like if I was going out on a date, I never did research. And I never would have thought that there was something dark and seedy in the background. But obviously, you did. You kind of go in there with a jaundiced eye, with a little bit of doubt. You don't believe people. And guess what? You shouldn't have believed people because you had the sex offender trying to take you to golf.
Thanks for rewriting my online dating profile. Lindsay Ayers, help me out. I think this is really important. I'm just going to take one for the team here, particularly for women who are dating and may be concerned about their safety. So tell us what is on the Hill right now as a proposal for these DIY background checks.
Yeah, well, listen, Debbie, I am going to have your back here because Dave doesn't know what it's like to be a woman and dating right now. So yes, Debbie is an investigative journalist, there are things that women have to think through that men don't have to think through. So I'm just going to have her back there.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Yes, this bill is really being framed as a way to protect women against domestic violence. So what they want to do is essentially create a domestic violence registry. And it's not certain yet if lawmakers are going to hear this session, but the legislation is put forth by Representative Steve Handy. And it came to be after a woman in his district was abused by a man she dated. And she suggested that Utah should have this domestic violence registry. And he thought that was a fantastic idea. But creating a whole nother registry, very expensive, very costly. But her thinking was, you know, if I just could have checked out this guy I dated and seen that he had a history with his ex-wife, she could have been saved from a lot of harm. So Representative Handy started meeting with the courts. They pointed out that this database sort of already exists. And Debbie, you and I have had a conversation about this website called Exchange. Well, this database called Exchange. And basically lawyers, police, the media use it to look up court records. And what's on it is basically anything that happens in the Utah state court system. So domestic, civil, criminal cases, felony, Class A misdemeanors, everything that happens in justice courts, Class B and C misdemeanors, infractions, traffic cases, even small claims cases. And you have to have a subscription to it right now. So it's not quote unquote public, but certain groups can use it right now. And so this bill is proposing that the public be able to pay a small fee and have what Representative Handy calls limited access to this database.
Lindsay, how small of a fee are we talking?
Well, so he's thrown out the figure of $5 for this limited access, and I think that's something that's going to come out in the final language of the bill. But basically, people could go in there and look up for example, if someone has certain charges. They don't have a price tag yet on how much it will cost to sort of integrate it into the public system. They'll get those price tags again once the final bill is drawn, but they're talking about this $5 fee. Basically, lawmakers are deciding with this bill whether to give the courts this intent to use this database in this way.
I want to point out, though, Lindsay, and it does make it complicated, especially in COVID, that this was also information before the database came into existence that I could, as an investigative reporter and as a member of the public, walk into the courthouse and ask for somebody's records. And that was generally free unless I needed copies of whatever, you know, was public. But this would make it so simple, because right now, the way you do background checks on people, if you're just dating and you don't have access to all of these, sometimes it's just a simple Google search and you hope nothing pops up in an old newspaper article about them. So I like this idea for safety reasons. And I think it really, really could work. I've used that website for many years. It's very user friendly and it gives you, as you said, divorce records, domestic violence records. Has somebody been convicted of murder? hopefully they'd still be in prison for that, but sometimes they're not. It does, and debt collections as well. So I'll be interested to see, how broad they go on this and allowing those searches to take place.
Yeah, and that's some of the unknowns still out there with this bill. And Representative Handy argues sort of what you're pointing out, Deb, is that all of this information is essentially public anyways because of, one, the groups that have access now and because you can go and get this information from the courts. But some of the unintended, questions it sort of opens up is like, okay, would now employers be able to use it, possibly to not give someone a job? What if someone is a reformed criminal or is trying to change their life around and they have charged crimes on there or lots of traffic tickets even? They make, some poor judgments in their younger days. What if they are trying to turn their life around? Now could they potentially face a really tough battle to get hired, perhaps fix their life because people have access to it? And again, the unknowns with this are, what does it mean to have limited use to this? How much will the public be able to see? But it does sort of beg all those questions that lawmakers will have to think through.
Lindsay Ertz, thank you so much for joining us. A fascinating concept, Debbie. I mean, something that you've been doing for years in your research, but this would make it more accessible.
Straight ahead, let's talk about a pretty unpopular idea: user fees for driving on Utah roads. And it's not per trip. No, they charge you per mile. Looking forward to diving into that conversation in just a few minutes in the 10 o'clock hour.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.